Hi, I'm Chantelle Smith, and I have a fascination with disasters.
And Millie McIntosh here. In this podcast, we'll be telling you about three major disasters from all around the world.
Millie, why don't you tell us what these three disasters are?
Okay, in this podcast, we're going to be telling you what really happened before, after, and during the Christchurch earthquake, the Titanic sinking, and the Thailand tsunami. Also, what to do and how to be best prepared if you were in one of these situations in the future.
Hopefully, they won't be, Millie, but you can never be too prepared.
We will be starting off with the Canterbury and Christchurch earthquake and also be giving you a personal insight of what it was like from our own experiences of the quakes.
The 2010 Canterbury earthquake struck on the 4th of September at 4:36 a.m, 40 kilometres west of Christchurch, near a town of Darfield. This was the epicentre, and the hypocentre was at a shallow depth of 10 kilometres. Because the epicentre was inland and away from the coast, there was no worry about a tsunami occurring.
The initial quake lasted up to 40 seconds, and the earthquake was felt from the whole of the South Island and as far north as New Plymouth.
That's right. And the 7.1 magnitude earthquake wasn't the only terrifying earthquake. There were also many aftershocks that followed, causing more damage. Did you know that there were 17,900 reported aftershocks as early as August 2016?
I remember that early morning. I was woken up to the most confusing sounds. It sounded like a train or a storm approaching. Nothing made sense. I was suddenly thrown out of my bed and somehow ended up underneath. I was too scared to move or to yell out for my family. Meanwhile, everyone else in my family had gathered under the doorways and were trying to find me. Minutes passed, which felt like hours. I heard Dad come into my room and yelled out my name. I was too scared to say a word, so I put my arm out from under my bed and he found me. He quickly scooped me up in his arms and scrambled under the doorway. I will never forget those moments and how scared I felt in my own home. These feelings will linger with me today. For the next generations to come, I believe it is very important for everyone to know what to do and how to feel safe.
If you experience an earthquake in the following situations, follow these simple steps. If you're in a vehicle, pull over, apply your handbrake and wait there until the shaking stops. If you're in bed, stay there and call out to the other members of your family. If you're outside, stay outside. Make a turtle on the ground. And if you're indoors, drop, cover and hold, or stand underneath the doorway.
It's also important to be as loud as possible. It doesn't help anyone who is trying to look for you when you are silent. This is especially important when others are trying to find you. The main 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck on 4th September caused widespread damage and several power outages, particularly in the city of Christchurch, which is New Zealand's second largest city.
The earthquake weakened many buildings and caused bits of debris to fall off buildings like bricks onto the street that may have been responsible for killing people walking past post-earthquake. Unfortunately, two of my work colleagues, they were seriously injured, one by a collapsing chimney and a second by flying glass. I also heard one person died of a heart attack suffered during the quake, although this could not be directly linked to the earthquake.
The National Crisis Management Centre in the basement of the Beehive in Wellington was activated, and Civil Defence declared a state of emergency for Christchurch, the Selwyn District and the Waimakariri District, while Selwyn District, Waimakariri and Timaru activated their emergency services. At first, curfew was established for parts of Christchurch Central City from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. in response to the earthquake.
My story started when I was asleep at my grandparents' house in Christchurch. And I woke to my little brother and grandmother screaming. I ran into my grand's room to find them both under the doorway, so I joined them. We suddenly heard a big crash. Oh, my grandmother said it wasn't safe to stay inside. She said, "Kids, it's not safe. Let's go outside." So we ran out to the car and we waited till morning and we listened to the radio. Once we got out of the car in the morning, we saw what we thought was concrete everywhere. It was like sand mixed with water. I later found out that it was liquefaction.
That sounds very scary, Chantel, but good thinking to go in the car.
Yeah, it sure was. But what's really, really terrifying was when we went into my brother's room in the morning. His big drawers had fallen on top of his bed, and this was what was the cause of that massive crash. If my brother had been in his bed at that time, who knows what would have happened to him.
Wow. Lucky he wasn't in the bed.
Oh, absolutely.